When Boise Corporation pledged to phase out its old-growth logging, some environmentalists in the Northwest were mute, and others deeply skeptical. For each one who quietly gave a tip of the hat to Boise, there were others who could not muster a good thing to say about an age-old foe. From where I sit, this is a damn shame. Boise's pledge isn't perfect, but it represents a quantum leap forward, and as an act of corporate stewardship, it has just eclipsed every other major wood products company in the world. True, it took a national boycott to bring Boise around. Organizations led by the Rainforest Action Network of San Francisco had gotten one major corporate customer after another to refuse to buy Boise's products so long as the timber giant insisted on logging old-growth timber. Boise was faced with a loss of tens of millions of dollars, and the problem was getting worse, not better. But so what if the company needed a push to stop harming lands that the last two chiefs of the Forest Service called reservoirs of biological diversity and banks of genetic richness? The point remains that Boise Corporation is now the largest forest products company in the world to phase out logging of old-growth timber. It's the first company to stop making wood and paper products from so-called endangered forests, the first firm to extend such a policy to its suppliers, and the only company to apply such a policy for its operations in the U.S. as well as overseas. Boise will quit logging old-growth forests next year and will stop buying wood from endangered forests in Chile, Indonesia, and Canada. It will also favor suppliers who use wood from certified forests. Some activists are saying there's some ambiguity in the agreement Boise negotiated with the Rainforest Action Network and two other national environmental organizations. That's right, there is. But first, why make the perfect the enemy of the good? Secondly, I don't think Boise is going to violate the spirit of this agreement. The backlash alone from its reacquired corporate customers would create a financial nightmare for the industry giant. Finally, this is a good time for grassroots greens to learn about carrots instead of just sticks. On old growth, Boise has just become one of the most responsible companies in the world. Its competitors are not even close. To environmentalists, I say, hello. If you can't praise a company for this, why should anyone pay attention when you criticize the timber practices of others? This is Les O'Coin.